the impossible made possible, the first solar farm in Delta County. In a pasture filled with milkweeds and wildflowers, something even more green lines the landscape of a farm in Delta County. The inauguration of Delta Oasis, Inc. was held last Thursday, a dream of Suzanne and Yogi Patel. "They helped make our impossible dream possible," said Suzanne Patel. "God works in mysterious ways." Landowner Yogi Patel said it's a new frontier, a first step. Ali Samana, a partner in One Solar Solution, said not a lot of electric companies have the vision or the foresight to understand this is the future. 5 acres, 3,500 panels, with 33 inverters will produce 1.5 million kilowatts per year, enough to power 60 to 75 houses per year. "Today we see the dawn of a new age," said Mark Stubbs with Farmers Electric. Dr. Ray Keck, president of Texas A&M University and Commerce, said this marks what's so special about this part of Texas. "As you know, we're an old institution, yet at the same time, we are very much on the edge of education and technology to change our lives." The word sustainability has become one of the most important words in our language. He thanked everyone for bringing this to us. He continued by saying, "We will all live longer, we will all live better, we will all live happier lives. It is an honor for all of us, and an honor for the university, and a moment for us to reflect on how nice it is to live in the United States of America." Derek Farrell, Commerce City Manager, also looks forward to this new chapter this solar farm offers. Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams proclaimed June 29, 2017 as One Solar Solution Day, applauded the investment in the community, and offered wishes on many years of success. "We need people that will come out and invest in our future. We know this is our future, and this is a viable part of Texas," said Cooper Mayor Darren Brady. With the flip of 7 switches, each of the officials made history officially turning on the panels. "One of the beautiful things is that we didn't have to penetrate the land," said Billy Moss, operations manager. "It's all environmentally friendly." They used over 1 million pounds of concrete and pots to secure the panels, so if they need be, they can be shifted from the southwest-facing direction on the FM 71 location. For more information, go to onesolarsolution.com. I'm Cindy Roller for the Cooper Review and KETR News.